Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right into it. Today was a big day, and not in a good way. We saw a major technical breakdown across the board.
A breakdown is right. The S&P 500, the NASDAQ, and the Dow all closed below their 50-day moving averages. That's the first time we've seen that since April. This feels significant.
It is significant. The 50-day is a line in the sand for many institutional players. When you lose it, the character of the market changes. The easy, buy-the-dip mentality gets tested, and sellers get emboldened.
So what was the catalyst? It felt like the AI trade, the engine of this market, really started to sputter.
That was the core of it. The news that Peter Thiel's fund completely dumped its NVIDIA stake, that sent a ripple of fear through the entire semiconductor space. NVIDIA was down almost 2%, and the whole semi-index got hit hard.
And it wasn't just NVIDIA. We saw a weakness in other mega-cap tech names too, right?
Exactly. Apple was down on rumors that Tim Cook might be stepping down. Then you had Morgan Stanley coming out and downgrading both Dell and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. It was a targeted, broad-based attack on tech leadership.
It felt like the weakness just kept spreading throughout the day. Financials ended up being the worst sector?
They did. And that's a concern. Pay attention to American Express. They reported a rise in loan write-offs. It's a small tick up, but it's a potential crack in the consumer health narrative that has been so strong.
And with that kind of fear, the VIX, the volatility index, must have popped.
It surged up over 14% to 22.67. That tells you traders are scrambling for protection. This wasn't a calm, orderly pullback. This was a risk-off flush. You saw it in the small caps too, with the Russell 2000 down a full 2%.
So in this sea of red, was anything actually working?
A few life rafts were out there. Communication services was the standout leader, but that was almost entirely a one-stock story.
Let me guess. Google?
You got it. Alphabet popped over 3% after Berkshire Hathaway disclosed a massive new position. When Omaha speaks, the market listens. We also saw a defensive bid in the utilities sector as money looked for a safe harbor.
Okay, so a very rotational, very nervous market. I also saw XPeng, the Chinese EV maker, got absolutely crushed today, down over 10%. What happened there?
This is a perfect case study for the current environment. XPeng actually posted fantastic delivery numbers, a huge surge. But their guidance for the next quarter was weak, and their margins are getting squeezed. In a risk-on market, the growth might be enough. In this market, the guidance miss and margin pressure is all that matters. They got punished severely.
So good news isn't good enough right now. That's a key takeaway. With the broad market looking so damaged, where do we even begin to look for opportunities tomorrow?
This is where you have to be a stock picker, not a market buyer. You have to find the pockets of relative strength. We're looking for names that fought the downtrend today. Names that saw accumulation into the close while everything else was getting sold.
All right. So what's on the continuation watch list? What's already showing that power?
The strongest signals are coming out of biotech and a few select tech names. Let's start with MCRB. This name showed incredible strength late in the day. The level I'm watching is $21.82. If it can get through there, a move to 22.50 could happen fast. The entry would be a dip toward 20.60 or on a confirmed break of that 21.82 level.
Okay, MCRB, a biotech showing relative strength. What else?
Look at Spotify, ticker SPOT. It's in that strong communication services sector. It closed right near its session high. The key level here is $641. A break above that could easily test $645, maybe even $650. It's acting like the sector leader it is.
So even with the NASDAQ breaking down, a name like Spotify is showing independent strength. Got it. Any others that look particularly strong?
I'd also keep an eye on OSIS in the industrial space and MDGL in biotech. Both had very constructive closes. For OSIS, a break of 268.55 could open a move to 270. For MDGL, it needs to hold above 550 to keep its momentum going toward 560.
So the game plan is to focus on these momentum names that are bucking the trend. What about anticipation setups? Anything that's coiling and getting ready for a potential move?
Yeah, the name on that list is QUURE. It's a different kind of play. It's not breaking out yet, but it's building a base. It's one to watch for a potential turn, especially if the biotech sector stays hot.
So to wrap it all up for tomorrow, the big picture is bearish with the indices below their key support levels. But the tactical plan is to focus on these specific long setups that are showing immense relative strength.
That's the only way to play it. The market is broken until proven otherwise. You cannot be a hero and buy the broad market dip here. You have to be selective. Focus on what's working, like MCRB or spot. Use tight stops. Acknowledge the overall market is weak, but trade the strength you can find. Be nimble, be disciplined, and be ready for more chop.
Excellent advice. That's our prep for tomorrow. Thanks for listening.